created with free version for non-commercial use.
We will start the prayer first for Tikkun HaZohar. Ribono Olamim v'Adonai Adonim Avarachamim v'Astichot Miyadim Anachol Lefanecha Adonai Elohim Ravotenu V'Kedusha V'Shtecha Dorata Shtecha V'Yah Shekrevdano L'Toratecha L'Avodot Avodot HaKudosh Dada L'Ochel L'Kudosot Toratecha הקדושה מענו מחיינו מאשר עשית עמנו חסד גדול כזה על כן אנחנו מפלים לתחון לפניך שתמחול ותסלח לכל חטאותינו ועבודתנו ואל יהיו עבודתנו מבדילים בינינו לבניך כן יהי רצון לפניך אדוני אלוהינו ולא אבותינו כונן את לבבינו לרדתך ולאהבתך ותקשיב אזננו אוזניך לברנו אלו ותפתח לנו לבבות לבבינו הערל בסודות תורתך ולא מבדינו זה נחת רוח לפני כתוב כזה כסא כבודך כערך ניחוח תציל לנו אור מקור נשמתנו בכל בחירתנו של זאת ושיתנוצצו נצרות עבדיך הקדושים אשר לדע גילית דבריך האלה בעולם זכותם, זכות אבותם, זכות תורתם, תמותם וקדושתם עמוד לנו לבנק אשר בדברים אלה וזכותם תאיר עינינו במה שאנו לומדים כמר נעים זמירות ישראל גן העיניי והביט אל נפלאות תורתך כי אדון עיניי ייתן חומה בפי ודעת ובנה לי רצון ורפי ויגון לפניך אדוני צורת וגועלי
עכשיו
אנחנו נעשה רק מדיטציה הקוראים תורה בי אייזק לוריה, זה אימפורטנט מדיטציה We're in Tikkun Revi'i, in the fourth Tikkun, in verse 3. Tlat givne ena, inun tlat aba'an. Or maybe, you know what, changing my mind. I'm going to finish first the Matok Midvash, and then I'm going to move into that. Last time, we covered the idea of Pitchuli Shar Etzedek Avobam Odeya. Open me the gate of justice and I will walk into the gate of justice and praise Yah. Yah is Yud Kei. So, Bereshit. Lekman Doresh Unutrekan Rashevat.
Created with free version
Every time we say the word Bereshit, Genesis, there is a meaning to it. And in this case, If you take the word Bereshit, break it down, it will be Rashe Bat. Rashe, meaning the heads, the leaders of Bat, of the daughter. Umagdim, Ktiv, Pitchuli Shar Etzedek Avo Bamodeya. Umfaresh Dvarav, Pitchuli, what does that mean, open me a gate of justice? Ma shekatuv Lashon Rabim, Pitchuli. Why we say Pitchuli? Why you don't say Ptachli? Ptachli in singular. Why you have to say it in plural? That you say to everybody, Pitchuli. Ainu dainun trin afape ena. This is, we're talking about the two, what do you say, lead on the eyes? Eyelids. The eyelids covering our eyes, it's called afapayim. So the Pitchuli, open to be in plural, meaning two. What is the two?
Created
the two eyelids.
For non-commercial use.
Em ora mechaset ha'enayim k'shesogram. It's what cover your eyes when you close them. Ve'em b'chinat netzach ve'od ha'nikraim shehari tzedek. And we also call them netzach ve'od. That we call them a gate of justice. Dinum petchim v'zgurim, ha'potchim v'zgurim et ha'enayim la'ir o limno harat ha'enayim. They are, the eyelids are basically close the eyes from receiving and giving is he writing potchim vesogrim et ha'einayim la'ir o limno harat ha'einayim from here we learn when you look at something you actually give it light it's called harat ha'einayim so when you look at something you give it light so the eyes has so much power but also when you look at something that something also going to through your eyes because your eyelids are open ועלו את מה והיו קרובים פורסי כנפיים למעלה
ושהם
קרובים לנטרים קרובים אינה and it say that in the time of the temple used to be two angels that look at each other okay they were made of gold that called the Kruvim and it say the Kruvim will spread their wings the angel will spread their wings what does that mean? הם שתי האפפיים שבהם גדלים השערות It's the eyelids, and the eyelids, you have the eyelashes. So the eyelashes, I touch the eyelid. So what is those, these eyelashes? They are basically
those angels, when it said prosek nafaim, they're spreading the wings. So the air, the eyelashes is like that knafaim, that's wings of the angel. כשהם פרוסים ופתוחים, אז העיניים מהירות למלכות. When they are open, then the eyes are shining to the malchut. Of course, we now talk about just the physical meaning of this. והזיל ועוד פיתחו לשערי צדק, אילין, אינון, טרין, אינין, עצמן, שהם בחינת נצח ועוד, the זין תיקוני גולגולטה. And also, when it say, open me a gate of justice, which is the two eyes, they are by themselves, are netzach ve'od, the eyes, but they are also seven correction of Golgotha, which is the highest part of the part that connect to the highest part of consciousness, if you want to call it. I don't know if consciousness is the right words. The highest level. בזמנה דיינו, כשנזר אנפין מסתכלים באורח מישור, and when Ze'er Anpin, the eyes of Ze'er Anpin, looking and opening to see, כדי להמשיך הערת הסתכלות העיניים במלכות. Why Ze'er Anpin is looking? So that light that Ze'er Anpin is using will go to the malchut. Remember, when the eyes open, the eyes give light to whatever you look at. So when you look at the, let's say you're baking a cake and you're looking at it, you give it energy. Just looking. Or if you remember in Aaron HaKohen, it's about Aaron, that if somebody was a leper, somebody who has leprosy, go to him, he need to look, v'ra'a kohen, the kohen, the high priest, look at him, and then he get cured. So the power of the eyes is a very powerful, it's the most powerful thing you have in your body. Just by looking at things, you have power. You can look at people and they get cured. You can look at the cake and it will rise. You can look at the dish and it will be better. That's the eyes. אתמר בעון פניהם איש אל אחיו, כי אז גם אריך אנפין מביט ומסתכל בזער אנפין. So when זער אנפין now sharing and giving that light, that looking thing, הסתכלות, then אריך אנפין, which is a high level, which is the level of חוכמה, he's also looking at זער אנפין. כי אז פני כל הפרצופים פונים לצד פניית פני אריך אנפין, מקבלים כולה מערת העיניים ממנו. Where is the all light come from? Of the eyes, it's coming from Chokhmah. That's the eyes in the face. It's Chokhmah. So now Arich Anpin is shining light to everybody, and everybody look into the direction of Arich Anpin and getting the Aharat Enayim. Aharat Enayim. It's a light of the eyes. Umezbanah delav inin mistaklim beorach mishor. But when the eyes are not looking in the right direction, שזה מורה הפיכות פניהם והסתלקות הערתם זה מזה. That's when there is no connection anymore from חוכמה, from the original core essence of where the light come from, which is אריך אנפין. אז הוא נחש הקלטון, תמן. Then there is a place for the snake to come in. היינו תגבור את הדינים והקליפות. What is a snake? Meaning more דינים, more judgment, more קליפות. עליה אתמר, כי המוות יפריד. For that it say, and the death will separate. היינו הקליפות הנקראות מוות גורמות פירוד. What create death? What create separation? What create hatred among people? The פירוד is coming from a place called קליפות. קליפות is the essence of a negative thing that we need in our universe, fortunately or unfortunately. קליפה, like, if I translate it into English, it will be a shell. You need the shell of an orange to keep the orange good. But you don't need the shell after you eat the orange. But to get to the orange, you need the shell. The same thing in spirituality. The shell is basically covering the kedusha, covering the main course. Whatever you want to eat is there, but covering with klipot. Your job is to go through the klipot and get to the main course. But unfortunately, many people get through the klipot and get stuck in the klipot. For that reason, the Talmud, those of you who study Talmud, as question and answer, question and answer, the question are the klipot. The answer are the fruit. That's why it's called kushiya v'terutz. For that reason, people who study Talmud is very much purified your body, purified your soul. Nothing like study Talmud every day, because it's actually opening up. What is the Zohar and Kabbalah? Zohar and Kabbalah is the fruit without klipot. It's more pure. So when you study Kabbalah and Zohar, even if you don't understand, it's fruit. When you study just Talmud, if you know the Talmid Chacham, it can be dangerous. Because then you get stuck in the klipot. What if you study halakha only? Just the law? That's not the problem. That's also the fruit. It's the fruit of the fight of the people in the Talmud. Okay? So the klipot creates separation. נקראות מוות גומות פירוט בין זכר ונקבה שזהר אמפין לא יוכל להעיר בסגלות עיניו לנוגבה. So the gra, the gaon מבילנה said, and the klipot,
created with free version for non-commercial use.
The klipot themselves are creating a separation between the force for זהר אמפין. Instead of זהר אמפין can look at the נקבה, can look at the female below the מלכות, it can, because they create separation. I will continue here and then I will move to the other explanation. Tlat gavneena, we're going back to the eyes. There is three color to the eyes. Lavan, adom, yarok. I don't know if you mean physically three color, the white of the eye, the color of the eyes and the pupil. I don't know if that's what he's saying, because he used the word lavan, adom yarok. There is no adom. Adom means red. White, red, and green. I think white relate to right column, meaning giving, sharing, chesed. Red meaning dinim, judgment.
Created with
yarok
free
means center column, rachamim. Or tifer. Inun tlat avaan. He say this is the three father. Em keneged chagat. It's chesed gvura tiferet, like we say before. אז מה באו אלה ראשי בית אבותם, הרי האבות נקראים ראשי, ועוד יש בת. Now we're going back to what we start with. Remember, we start with the idea that there is a word called Bereshit, and the Bereshit is being divided to two words, ראשי, בת. The heads, the leader of the bat, of the daughter. Who is the daughter? מלכות is the daughter. מלכות is the daughter. That's why I say Shabbat. Why say Shabbat Shalom, right? The Shin of Shabbat is three columns. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What left the bat? That's what's called Shabbat is a female. Shabbat Amalka. Shabbat the queen. That Shabbat is basically a three column system being set into Malchut. And that's why it's the only time that you're allowed to enjoy Malchut level. Physicality. Whatever it is. The food, the fun, everything that kind of you shouldn't do too much during the week. On Shabbat, it's actually a mitzvah. It's actually, you should do it. And if you don't do it, you're doing something wrong. It's all totally the opposite on Shabbat. ועוד יש בת עין די דקיקה זעירה. היא נקודה אמצעית, השחורה שבעין. So there is right, left, and center, which is לבן, אדום, ירוק. And there is a pupil. What is the pupil? Those of you who study the eyes, it's a hole. It's not a color. It's open and closed. It's a hole. It's basically a hole. That hole, like the camera, it's receiving into the film called the brain, in your case, in my case, or human case, animal too. This pupil, it's called nekuda emtsait, the middle point. Shachor, that's why it's black, because it's a malchut. Da shchinta nishtatfat ba'aba'an, and this is the shchina that is basically mixed and together in union with the father, Avram, Isaac, and Jacob, or Chesed, Vora, Tiferet, כי לעולם המלכות דבוקה באחורי חגת, the Zeher Ampin. Because מלכות, those of you understand how it works, it's in the back of Zeher Ampin, or in the back of חגת, of Zeher Ampin. חגת is the Chesed, Vora, Tiferet, is the upper part. ועלה יתבר שמרני כאישון בת עין. And that's what we say, שמרני, please keep me, keep me, ki ishon bat ayin, like you keep your eyes. We're asking God to keep us like the eyes. What does that mean? Bat ayin. Why we call it bat ayin, the daughter of the eye? It's a code for malchut. Vekulam berazal bereshit, and all this is only in the secret of the word bereshit. Taman, rashe, ema avot. What does that mean, rashe, the leaders? Because rashe, the word bereshit, bet, resh, alef, shin, yud, taf. Right? You take the first letter, bet, you take the second letter, taf, take them out, move them to the left, then what is stays, Rashi, Rashi means the leader. Ema avot, taman bat, yamalchut. So that's Bereshit, what it means. So next year, when you get into Bereshit, you already have the meaning. What is, take one of the 70 meaning. And one of the meaning is Bereshit, is Rashe Bat. I'm there to connect to Rashe Bat, to the leaders, and the Bat, which is Malchut. I think it's tremendous. Kam Rabbi Shimon al Raglo, Rabbi Shimon stood up on his feet, Lefaret Sefer, the Kranal, and he stood up while he's dead. Now, I don't think it's a physical standing up and physical sitting. I mean, the standing is a connection. The sitting is drawing the energy. So, Lefaret Sefer de Kranal, Dainu Mishen Kach, Avobam. So, he was about to finish the Pasuk that say, Pitchuli Shara Tzedek, Avobam Odeya. Okay? Avobam. So, he said there is another word there that we need to add. It's called Avobam. I will walk in to them. But it doesn't really make sense if you understand Hebrew. Avobam. I will come with them or I will come into them. ואמר ריבון עלמים אפתח עיני תפתח את עיני שכלי רבי שמעון so humble say master of the world ריבונו של עולם open the eyes of my brain open the eyes of my mind so I can speak להסתכלם בעון לעלה להתבונן במה שלמעלה so I can see what's really going on whoever studied this type of study always come into realization how far we are Because you start studying those things, you realize, like, we don't know even 1% of what's going on in the spiritual world. And it's so fascinating when we find out. But in the moment you truly start to understand it, it's because there is a permission by the angel, by God, to allow you to understand. Everything that you do, everything, let's say you want to change, you want to work on yourself. If you have anger issue, sad issue, insecurity issue, you have to reach out to the divine, to God, to the creator, and ask for that help to change or to be able to be strong to overcome what you need to overcome. Within the Creator, there is everything. It's Ein Sof. Ein Sof means endless. Endless opportunity of solutions to all the problem. But if you don't ask, you don't get. Very simple. So Rabbi Shimon, Avobam. מה זה Avobam? Say Rabbi Shimon. I will walk into them. Don't say Bam. Don't say bam bam meaning into them. Change it to membet. Change the letter. Membet. Itvan sheshma mefaresh. Sheuchal lefaresh sod sheshma mefaresh sheshem membet. Within Avobam, in Bereshit, there is all the secret of the membet. Where? Where is the membet? Oh, those of you who don't know what membet. Membet is called the name of the 42. There is 72 names, 42 names, 52. There is a lot of things. But 42, when you hear the number 42, it's related to Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach is a mantra written by Rabbi Nechuniah ben Akana, which is a mantra, it's a very powerful prayer, that all the letters was taken from the beginning of the Bereshit. That's where the letter came from. Lemanda kol et ve'et, al tikunan ladat kol od ve'od, al sidra kede mefaresh ve'azil. So to know every letter. I want to go back to the מעלות הסולם רבי יהודה צבי ברנדמן with your permission and see a different aspect to the same section because I like to give you as much as I can because I don't think it's fair just to study one angle there is so many more תיקוני זוהר and explanation I hope in the eyes of God the eyes of the angel the eyes of human and the eyes of myself that I will be able to do a good job to be able to make it clear and also not to do a mistake you know I'm a human being I might do a mistake of explaining it to you so I'm just praying every day that I'm not mislead the study you know in the end of the day you know when you go up to heaven you know you got a report how did you do you know and I'm just asking for forgiveness if I might not translate it right or not explain it well enough פירוש, עשר ספירות שבראש נקראות גולגולטה, כתר, עיניים חוכמה. Now Rav Brandman, when he does to the head, he will divide it into the ספירות. I cannot explain the ספירות, guys. You have to take another lecture for that. גולגולטה, the skull, is called כתר. עיניים, the eyes, חוכמה. אוזן, the ears, בינה. חותם, nose, תפארת. Or Ze'er Anpin, which is Vav Tzavot, פה, מאוס, מלכות. ובעיניים של חוכמה, שהיא צריכה שמירה מן הקיצונים. The only place where you need to protect yourself is in the eyes. Need שמירה מן הקיצונים. It's weird. What about the nose? What about the ears? What about the mouth? Right? שלא ינקו ממנה נתקן כיסוי עליהן שהקרובים והפפיים הסוגרים פותחים את העיניים. Say to us, Rabbandine, the reason we have eyelid, that the force, which is negative force, will not suck the energy out of us from the eyes. For me, we learn the power of the eyes. You know, when you are with the wrong crowd or wrong people, those people, I'm talking about physical picture, not picture, those people can actually enter your brain through your eyes.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Or your energy enter to them and it starts mixing. We think that mixing happens only when you touch or you do things together. Eyes, my friend. What happened if you watch a movie or you watch a documentary? Is that affect you? I don't know the answer for that. I really don't know. Because in a way, it makes sense. It say here that the eyes have eyelids, so we don't look. That's what it say. שלא ינקו ממנה, נתקן כיסוי עליהם. It's the eyelids. שיהיה הקרובים. והפפיים הסוגרים פותחים את העיניים שבעת שליטת השמאל. Now we will explain more deep why you have the eyelashes, the eyelids, what's the purpose? So we're supposed to open and close the eyes. שבעת שליטת השמאל הן נסגרות. When do you go to sleep? You're supposed to go to sleep at night. That's the time to go to sleep. What happened at night? It's dark outside. Why is it dark outside? Those of you who study a little bit Kabbalah, understand that means the left column is controlling everything. That's why people need to go to sleep at night. You function better in the day, but not because it's a physical rest. It's not the reason. The reason because when the night falls, it's left column. And in the left column, you don't want to deal with it. You don't want to open your eyes in the left column because you cannot handle the left column. You can't handle the left column. Left column, when God created the world, if you remember, on Wednesday, created the sun and the moon. And the moon represents the left column. The sun represents the right column, the Ze'er Anpin. The moon said, how come you created two rulers in heaven? So God said to the moon, go make yourself smaller. That's a story. But the story is a metaphor, meaning there is a meaning to it.
Created with free version
and
for non-commercial.
The moon represents the left column. That represent the concept of receiving all the energy, all the goodness in one blast, one shot. But if you cannot handle it, it can create damage. So at night, the kaf small, the left column is control. Nisgarot, besod ha-shena. So we go to sleep at that time, because we can't handle it. Ki ha-yashena, ha-fapayim shelo, hem stumim. When a person goes to sleep, the eyelids close. והם כסות המחסת הראייה. And it's closing the person from being able to see, שהוא סוד אור החוכמה. Because when you see, what is the eyes? Remember, it's חוכמה. And light of wisdom without light of mercy, it's burning. It's too much. ועל ידי קו האמצעי שמעורר את המסך נחיריק, המרומד בשערות של האפפיים שבמסך זה, בוקע את המדרגות ומעט את קו השמאל. The eyelashes, is basically so important. It's called Masach de Chirik. The curtain of Chirik. Chirik is the vowel in Hebrew that looks like one point below the letter. Okay? There's different things. You have the vowel, you have the cholam. Okay, shuruk. There's different masachim. We explained it before. I cannot go into it again now. I'm sorry. So, the center column has been awakening that masach. And where is this happening? If you want to imagine physical thing, even if it's not physical, it's in the eyelashes. שמסך זה בוקע את כל המדרגות ומעט את קו השמאל. And it's what it does, those of you study about left column and right column, it removed the gimel ראשונות, it removed the three upper spirit of the left column shegar shelo mistalkim ve nishar bevav ktzavot, and then what left of the left column is only vav ktzavot, almost like whatever happened in Leil HaSeder, if you study about Leil HaSeder. So it cut the gimel rishonot, then we have vav ktzavot. Ine gam haksut shel ha'ayin nefkea ba'emtza, ki gam bekasut ישנם 10 ספירות כדי חומה בינת תפרד מלכות, שבשלט השמאל מחוברות גר ובהפתרות, בשלט קו אמצעי מסרגים גר דה שמאל, והכסות נפקעת והעיניים נפקחות כמו שבקיץ משנתו. So what happened? How we wake up in the morning? Why we wake up in the morning? Is it alarm clock all the time? No, not necessarily. It's in the light? No. There is something called קו אמצעי. קו אמצעי, which is called center column, you have to imagine, on the right column, it is not strong light, but being capable to receive that. On the left column, super strong light, we can handle it. The center column, Rachamim, is basically want to make peace between these two columns that they will shine. But the left column doesn't want to make peace with the right column. Because the left column says, I have more light. So the center column says, yeah, you have more light, but nobody sees you. It's night.
Created with free version for
the right column says, you know, I have small light, but everybody can see it. Both need each other. So what do? We need to cut the Gimel Rishonot of the left column and join it with the right column. And now the left column has to receive light from the right column, no more directly. So this is called Kava Imtza'i. So when Kava Imtza'i is taking a place, a kesut nifkat, the eyelids open, and kemo shemi kitz mishnato. It's almost like the person wake up from his sleep. We're using those examples, but again, it's a physical example, just to make sure that we understand. V'yot ki kar kolayin yanikuda shishon batayin v'balchut. What is the main part about the eyes? The color, the white? No, the pupil. The pupil called malchut, because it's dark, it's like malchut. Ki ba levad mitgalet ha'riyah shi chokhma. Everything that's been there is revealed where? In that dark spot on your eyes. And that dark spot on your eyes, this is basically Or the Chokhmah. There is no light there. It's funny, right? There is no light. If you ask a photographer, what define a picture? The light. There is the light. What do you want to get? What type of light? Where are you standing? All about the light in the end. Ask a photographer. And a photographer, you have the... what do you call the thing that open and close? I forgot. You know, the camera has something that open. It's exactly like the pupil. The shutter, I think it's called the shutter. The shutter open and close, so that why when it's closed, it's been less light coming in. When it's open, more light coming in. Think about the metaphor again. It's beautiful. So how do you open and close your eyes? With the eyelids, שבעת שליטת עצמו לנסתומות ולסגרות, when it's a left column control, then what happened? It has to be closed. And then,
created with
כף שמאל, the Or HaChokhmah don't go to you. So what is recommended from physical point of sleep? Earlier, before midnight. Because after midnight, it's already not left column, it's chasadim. The night is shifting. Okay? So always people ask me if I'm tired, what do? I always tell them, try to sleep before midnight. Before midnight, you see what time is midnight. If you sleep before midnight, you're going to be okay. If you sleep after midnight, you didn't close yourself from the left column. If you didn't close yourself from the left column, it's going to create a problem. I don't know if it's even clear, kind of deep. So when we have center column, so every night or every day there is a fight between right and left. In the daytime is a right column. As night fall, left column is in control. After midnight, before Alot HaShachar, as you get close to the morning, that's more the center column being awake. So that's why the tzaddikim, the righteous people, are awake in the middle of the night to connect to that very powerful energy. So instead of the morning wake them up, they wake up the morning, if it makes sense what I just say. So people who want to have children that will be righteous, the best time is always to do it, making love, about 1.5 hours before Alot HaShachar, before dawn. Okay? always 1.5 hours before dawn will be the best time. Not in the daytime and not before midnight. Now continue the part of what it say in the other Zohar that we read. Just want to make sure I don't get confused here.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
So, Rabbi Shimon come, we already discussed it. Ribon Eftach et Enai, Listakel Ba'in Lemala, we explained it. Avobam, it's about the 42 name, Ana Bekoach. Where is the Ana Bekoach came from? Where is it came from? And what is he saying there? It's got to be connected to Bereshit. So if you take the word from Bereshit until the word V'aretz Hayta Tohu Vavohu, you take all the letters from Bereshit to Tohu Vavohu, it will be all the letters from Ana Bekoach. So think about it. All the letters of Ana Bekoach exist within, from Bereshit till the end. Which is Avagiatatz, Krasatan, Nagadi Akash, Batar Tzadak, Chakav Tana, Yagal Pazak, Shikutzit, and of course the last verse. So think about it. It's so tremendous that when you say Ana Bekoach, what is Ana Bekoach exactly? You're recreating the world because it's all Bereshit from scratch. From scratch. And I would like to continue, even I know I'm
created
after the time.
For non-commercial use.
It say, it continue, and I love this part, that's why I'm reading it. The kol ot, ואות מקו בית אותיות, התורה, שהיא זער אנפין, יש לה מאמר, every letter from the 22 letter of the Hebrew alphabet, in the Torah, which the Torah is זער אנפין, יש לה מאמר, it's something, it's an article, as a something to say, מעשרה מאמרות, it's a story from the 10th story, שעושות עשר ספירות, which is the story of the 10th ספירות, the Abba ve'ima, ilaim, of the father and the mother, above, v'yesh la nativ, and there is a path, me'eser sfirot, from the 10 sfirot, of Israel Saba u'tvuna, Israel Saba, is the lower part of Chochmah, Tvuna, is the lower part of Bina. Ema sara ma'amarot, this is 10 ma'amarot, 10 almost essays, 10 talk, 10
essays.
V'lamed bet shvilim, how many paths there is? 32. Shebeyachad emem bet. If you take 32 paths and you add 10 to it, you're going to get 42. 42 is the Ana Bekoach. So again, 22 letters. You add 10 ma'amarot, right? You get 32. Okay? You get 32 plus the 10 sefirot, you get 42. 10 ma'amarot, 10 sefirot, and 22 letters. The kulam tloim mean ayeh, all of them connecting to the ayeh, as you know, ayeh, mekom kevodot, that we say in the Musaf of Shabbat.
Free version for non-commercial
so keter. That's why you're supposed to stop when you say the Musaf, the Ayah is stop, because you connect to Keter at that moment. V'zehu Abba Avo Bam Odeya. Now we will explain what has been Avo Bam Odeya. I will walk to them and I will praise Yah. What does that mean? Avo Bam Odeya. Ayah Begimatria Ode. If you take the word Aleph Yud A, which is Ayeh, is the same numerical value as I will thank. Ayeh, and I will thank the same. Shusot Keter, Yud Kei, Usot Chokma Vebina. So, when you say, Avo Bam Odeya, I will walk into them and I will praise the Lord, which is unfortunately in English, it's terrible. Always you have to study Hebrew to get into it, truly get into it, and that's why I'm doing very tough job here to make sure it's coming in English. Avo Bam, I will go into them, is Avo Membet, meaning I will come into the through the Ana Bekoach, Odeh, gematria ayah, which is keter, ya yud chokma ei bina, all in order. ואותן שבע ספירות שנעשו, I always put signs there because I don't trust my memory to remember exactly where I stop. So that's why I'm doing it. באותם שבע ספירות של זרן פי שנעשו לממבט, those seven ספירות that become ממבט, that's why in ממבט you have seven lines to the seven ספירות, כלולות בשבעה שמות של ענה בכוח, and how many words in each line, six, together it's seven. That's why it's very important to say it every day. I don't care who you are, what you are, you gotta say ענה בכוח. You gotta say it. וכולם כוללת אותם בת שבע שהיא מלכות. And all of them, בת שבע. בת שבע, בת is the daughter of the seven. בת שבע. Now you know why she married King David. It's a code. Whatever the story happened or didn't happen. From the pshat point of view, it did happen. But from the sod, from the level of Atzilut, Torah of Atzilut, it's a secret. David HaMelech. David HaMelech. King David. King David, David Melech, מלכות. Right? Is control who? Bat Sheva, wife. Bat Sheva, the daughter of seven. It's all seven. So when it say, וכולם כוללת אותם בת שבע שהיא מלכות. לכן אחרי ענה בכוח כתוב ברוך שם. That's why in the end of all we say in the ענה בכוח, we have to say ברוך שם. Which is the מלכות, which is בת שבע. And for that reason on Yom Kippur, you're not supposed to say it quietly, because מלכות is already went up to Bina, so that's not the problem. ואין ספירה מכל הספירות שתהיה לה רשות להוריק ברכות ולהשפיע על התחתונים, אלא בבת שבע שהיא מלכות, משום שהיא הקשר של כל הספירות. The only place you can put all the blessing into is in בת שבע. בת שבע, the daughter of seven, meaning the manifestation of seven, the manifestation of everything. שאם הספירות הן ברכות שפע לחוץ ממנה, if the ספירות will not look into בת שבע to give all the nourishment, all the light, אז היה פירוד, then it will create separation בין הספירות, משום שאין, משום זה אין רשות של ספירת תורי קשבה לשום מקום, תראו כל זה בין המלכות. That's why everything in the end has to go eventually to the מלכות. I want to see if I should do more here. Yeah, maybe I keep that. I will continue with the ענה בכוח, I think, next time. Thank you.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.